Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Pakistan, the election is called. There's an interim, a caretaker prime minister. At the same time, the army is a faction that must be dealt with. So must the sitting government running for re-election, the Sharif brothers. However, Globally News, Arif Rafiq reporting, Pakistan, army power grab leads to constitutional crisis. How Pakistan's constitutional crisis ends will be grave consequences for the country's democracy. And ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan. All right, there's a lot to unpack here, Arif. I'm glad you're here. What I understand so far is the president of the country, Alvi, refuses to sign two new laws that are understood to be very strong about terrorism, about misconduct. So strong that there are objections from the civil rights speakers. At the same time, the argument is those laws don't need to be signed. They're in effect. This is an argument by the army. Of significance is that Mr. Alvi is the same party of Imran Khan, the now detained, jailed former prime minister who's been challenging the Sharif government. All right, that's enough complication. What role does the Supreme Court play in this, to my understanding, of how the Constitution works in Pakistan? Good evening to you, Arif.
Hi, John. It's great to be on. Well, as you had previewed, there is a constitutional crisis in Pakistan. And the debate is as to whether these two laws that were passed by the outgoing National Assembly and the Parliament just weeks ago are now part of the Constitution. The president of the country, Arif Alvi, who's a longtime member of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan's political party, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, said on Sunday that he refused to sign those bills into law. And then he said that elements of the bureaucracy refused to comply with his request. And so the question is, the debate in Pakistan is as to whether these pieces of legislation are now part of the Constitution. So Alvi says that he effectively used his pocket veto power. The current caretaker government, which is backed by the military, says that because he didn't follow what they allege, they say that he didn't follow the correct procedure for that, for using the pocket veto. And then, so that means that his assent to the laws are deemed, that he's been deemed to have assented to those laws, that they are now part of the Pakistani constitution. So these laws are important because they validate, they give de jure recognition to the Pakistan army's power grab that has been taking place over much of this year. And so the army has ruled Pakistan indirectly for half of its history, and the other half, it's ruled it directly. And what these laws do is that they restrict the scope of civil liberties in the country and expand the scope for punishment of for civilians to defame in terms of defaming the army, revealing elements, information that is tied to national security. And then this and other legislation expands also the military's role in the economy and affairs of the country. And all of this is taking place amid the establishment of a caretaker government that is supposed to oversee democratic elections in Pakistan. But what it's really being used by the military is to rule indirectly and perhaps indefinitely. So these laws validate, give the army de jure powers that it's sought for a long time. And so that's why this is not just a matter of a dispute between over, Pakistani constitutional law, but it's also about who runs the country.
It's 2 years since the U.S. and NATO left the South Asia, 2 years since the withdrawal from Kabul. Does that contribute to the army's need to consolidate its power? What is the driver for this, then? I'm looking for an exogenous event.
Yeah, you know, I think in the end, it's really about internal drivers. And so when we look at the Pakistan army, we tend to look at it like any other military, which is, you know, focused on external threats. But the Pakistan army is a political entity almost as much as it is a military entity. And it's also an economic entity that has a large footprint in the country's economy. And so it's constantly engaged in this game of balancing between various internal forces as well as external forces. Internally, it wants to maintain a dominance over all other power brokers in the country, which are mainly civilian. Externally, it wants to balance the great powers and try to gain militarily and economically from those relationships. So this power grab is largely about neutering the former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who they once helped into power, and then they had removed him from power when they felt that he wasn't being sufficiently compliant. And so he's become, since his ouster from power last year, he's become much more popular, and he represents a kind of organic political threat to their hegemony. And this latest clash is part of a series of battles, a big war that's been going on between the army and Khan since his ouster from power last April. And the president is the last sort of person in the Pakistani power establishment who's tied to Khan. And he's using his veto power, and he's also an impediment to the army's attempts to consolidate power domestically.
Is the Supreme Court strong enough to arbitrate this? And what does it mean for the election? Is that going to be delayed?
The Supreme Court has been very activist since 2007 or so. But in the past year, it's been neutered by the army, because the army has now been using brute force and abductions to subdue the political opposition. And so the current Supreme Court Chief Justice, who had been pretty favorable to the former Prime Minister Khan, has now been pretty quiet, and his term is about to end. So, this is the last real test of whether he's willing to adopt an independent position vis-a-vis major cases that the country is facing. And so all eyes are on him, whether he's going to say something, whether he will advocate between this in this dispute between the president and the caretaker government and the army, or whether he'll look to retire quietly and stay alive.
What about the date for the election? Is that fixed, or can it be delayed indefinitely?
Constitutionally, the election is supposed to take place within less than 90 days from now. So, we've had about a couple of weeks since the National Assembly was dissolved, but basically they're supposed to take place by sometime in November. But what the army is trying to do is have this caretaker government, which is supposed to oversee the elections, rule indefinitely. And so they're looking to push forward all these sorts of economic policies and other policies to really transform the country economically, and also in terms of how the military's own large economic footprint. And so they're looking to transform the country, not transition from one elected government to another. So the elections, the future of the elections are definitely in limbo, as is the future of this constitutional order. So we're in the midst of a major constitutional crisis in Pakistan, and there's risk that the army could forcibly remove the president from power.
Arif Rafiq for Globally News on the South Asian continent, 2 years after the U.S. left the region, and all is at sea in Islamabad. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.